Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 13 years, we've been on the air providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality by thinking about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you're just interested in getting some tips on how to elevate your career status. Now, the guests on our show include Grammy winners, Emmy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars. We have working professionals, which include producers and directors and casting directors and agents and talent managers. And we have screenwriters and PR agents and publicists and actors and comedians and singers and novelists, script supervisors, stunt people. Who doesn't love a good stunt man? I know I do. We have celebrity makeup artists, entertainment lawyers. The list goes on and on and on. If they are working in the entertainment industry, I'm going to snatch those little suckers up to give you the best career advice. So you just believe it. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to them. Number one. Free mobile app. You can get the LA Talk Radio mobile app for free on the App Store or the Google Play Store. Number two, you can listen to us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Podcasts. Did I say guests? Podcast. Amazon Podcast, Google, Audible, Stitcher.com. And number three, you can listen to any of our shows on the archive page. So you can listen directly from the website you're listening to us on right now, latalkradio.com. And you can just look for our show title under Question Reality. And I think there's a Channel One tab. Or you can just look for my name under the Our Host tab. And finally, if you want to be booked on our show, or if you want to refer someone to be a guest to promote themselves, showcase their projects or their products, and just help listeners by providing career advice, you can go to our official website. Now, you have to listen carefully. It's a totally different website. It's our official website, and it is questionrealityradioshow.com. questionrealityradioshow.com, not the website that you're listening to us on now, which is obviously latalkradio.com. This is the website where we air the show. So again, please go to questionrealityradioshow.com. And when you go to questionrealityradioshow.com, that's also where you can see our annual guest schedule. And you might want to go there and take a peek at who the upcoming guests are and check out their site. So if you're interested in a specific field, say you want to be a stunt man or stunt, a stunt person. So you can go there and you can just do a search for stunt person, and it will take you right to everyone that's been on our show who is in that profession. If you want to be a celebrity makeup artist, if you want to be a production assistant, if you want to be a producer or director, again, it's broken down by category, which is really great when you're just, you know, you don't know anyone's name. You just want to know the profession. So, again, to submit to be booked on the show, just click the contact link. And it's really, really, really easy and short. We just need your name, email, title, and your website. And that goes right to the people who choose our guest to come on and entertain the world. That's what happens. Now, today is exciting for me because when I heard this guest today sing, oh my gosh, it just creates waves. You're titillated when she's singing the upbeat songs. You're moved along the waves of the Pacific Ocean when she's singing the downbeat songs. I was so excited to have her on the show. Could not wait. Her name is Naya, and she is a platinum and gold award-winning singer and songwriter. And Naya's Embrace album went gold, selling 500,000 units worldwide. And she has 15 number one singles with multiple songs hitting number one on both the European Top 100 and the World Indie Top 100 charts. And Naya also received a platinum award from WBNC Breaking Chains Radio for having three singles on their station. And Naya, her music is just, her songs are just so impactful, and they have strong messages. She sings, she's such an eclectic singer. Is she from R&B to club to inspirational music? Her style, I mean, it just spans all the cultures and all the ages, and her songs are just, they are rocking the Casbah, honey. Now, her song, for example, We Are Strong, it offers such hope. You gotta check this song out. It offers hope and encouragement to people who are dealing with COVID-19 and economic challenges. And when you hear the song and the lyrics, everybody can relate. It's such a universal song. It's such a song of a sign of the times, and a song of the times is what I like to call it. Now, Naya's latest song, which is entitled Waiting, love this song. Wait till you hear it. I'm going to be playing it around 5:30. It was produced by Grammy-nominated producer Kenny Black, and it is a must-listen. It's a must-listen. There's a must-see. This is a must-listen, but actually, I consider this song to be a must-see and a must-listen, because if you go to her YouTube channel and you watch the video, I don't know about you, but it's gonna bring a tear. So get the Kleenex ready. And it's currently topping the charts as number one. Go to her website, Naya-Napoleon.com. It's Naya-Napoleon.com. And I want you to go to all of her sites too and give her a little thumb, a little follow. You got to watch all her musics on, subscribe to her channel on YouTube so you see all these cool videos she has on there. But follow her, go to Facebook. She's on the standard sites. Everybody knows on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then especially YouTube. So without further ado, let's hear this hot, hot vocalist, Naya. What? What? How'd you like that tacky little corny stadium applause I threw in there?
I love it. Listen, I absolutely love it. It is not corny. I love all of it.
Thank you. I thought, Naya deserves a stadium of 50,000 people clapping for her. So I'm just going to do what I can.
I take it all. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. So, girl, first of all, oh my gosh, you have to let me and my husband move in with you and Eugene, because I think that your house is some sort of a magical, award-winning environment. And and that it just sprinkles gold and platinum fairy dust on you. That's what I think it
does. I like that.
It's like you have won so many awards. It's absolutely mind-blowing. So, Naya, when I was doing my research to create your discussion topics, it was just you winning award after award after award. And, girl, it's been going on for decades. I'm like, what the hell's going on over there? And I'm like, she is so lucky and she's so talented and she's so, because you know, Naya, you well know there are so many talented people that never get discovered and win awards like you. And you know, I think I even read, I hope I'm not wrong, but I think I even read that you were possibly nominated for a Grammy, but we'll talk about that. I'm not sure if I read that right. And, I think you and Eugene are just living the life of Riley, right? Seriously, what is your secret?
Listen, you know, you do what you love to do. And that's, at the end of the day, that's really all you can do. No matter what it is, that's what I believe in. He does what he does very well. I enjoy what I do thoroughly. Like, you know, there's no aspect of it that just drives me crazy, which is some, you know, some issues sometimes. I love what I do, and I try to pour that into my music. That's pretty much all it is. You know, we have a good time. We've been married for 28 years, you know, so, and we're still, it's still like child's play. You know what I mean? So everything is all good.
Yeah, my husband and I have been married 25. You guys beat by three,
There you go.
My God, but are you sure it's not that magical fairy dust house over there?
I don't know. I gotta find out. I don't know.
I don't know. You might be living on the grounds of something, of a person who's just loving you and sending up all the magic.
All the blessings. Yeah.
Now, according to the Star Soul Fame Awards, and you please feel free to correct me because there was so much.
No, you're correct. Yeah, it is.
Okay, so according to the Star Soul Fame Awards, you just made history with the record of total wins that I think started in 2019 and continued in 2020. And now you're nominated for the third time in a row. Plus, you'll be receiving a Global Music International Hit Award for your song, We Are Strong, right?
Yeah. You got all of that correct. You did well. What blessings, you know what? It's like you're just in amazement. I'm in amazement still. I appreciate the platform with Star Soul Fame Awards and R&B Soul Effect TV. They offer a platform for independent artists. The CEO there, his name is Rashad Ali. And, you just put your music out and you hope that people gravitate to it. That's all you can do at the end of the day. You know, not everybody's going to feel your vibe or feel where you're coming from. But for me, I've been blessed to just be successful and people really just loving all my music. Sometimes I'm kind of like speechless, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because that's a lot of laurels and accolades and tribulations to you. And boy, if even a person got one, I think that they'd be over the moon. But you've just been so blessed with so many. So we're going to do something a little different. You might think, again, it's corny, but my husband and I wanted to be, and we're going to ask for your help, because we always wanted to be presenters at the Grammys.
Oh,
and since that's never going to happen in our lifetime.
I can't sing it.
No, girl. My husband said, when I sing, you know what he said to me? He said that I sing in the devil's tritone. I don't even know what that means, but it doesn't sound good. He's like, no, please stop singing. That is not even like a scale. I don't know. But I love singing. I'm going to keep on doing it. That's all right. But with your incredible success, you have given us an opportunity to cross something off of our bucket list, which is to be presenters of all of your nominations. all of your nominated categories. So would that be okay with you if we did this, read out all the categories?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, absolutely.
So you're making our dream come true, and we're letting everybody know.
Let's go.
Okay. So we're going to read off. So for everyone listening, what we're going to do is my husband and I are going to read off the categories and who's nominated, which is Naya. Everything is Naya. So nobody else. Okay. So by the way, and then you afterwards, can we briefly talk about that platform? Because, you know, we want to make sure that we get that out there, because a lot of people may not know about the Soul Award, the Star Soul Fame Award.
Star Soul.
So
yes.
And we want to talk about that and get that out. So if I forget about it, let's segue into that so we can give them some credit. So again,
absolutely,
we're going to read off the categories, and so let's make sure we get the name correct of the award show that will be presenting you with these awards. Now, I'm not sure. Is it Star Soul Fame Awards, or is it the R&B Soul Effect TV?
What it is the R&B Soul Effect TV playlist that the fans vote for, and which gives you the awards from Star Soul Effect, Star Soul Fame Awards.
Got it. Okay. All right. So everybody listening, Naya was nominated for 8 awards in 8 different categories, plus an additional award that will be awarded to her for the classic 2020 number one hit, We Are Strong, for the Global Music International, which is a global international music hit, right? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I am going to say the number one category, here we go, for best, and my husband will be saying the name, for best, and the nominee for best female vocalist is
Naya.
Oh, Lord, you're so weird. And nominated for video of the year,
We Are Strong.
You are a lunatic. All right. R&B song of the year is
Waiting.
You are so weird. Number one chart topping artist is
Naya.
Top trending artist is
Naya.
Adult contemporary song of the year,
We Are Strong.
You are a nutcase. Most viewed music video is
We Are Strong.
Now I know why we were never invited to the Grammys to be presenters. Okay.
I love it.
And songwriter of the year is
Naya.
Woo! Okay. Yay. All right. Can you believe you were nominated for all categories?
You guys are hired. You're hired.
Oh, you said we're hired, Albert.
Yeah,
so
hired.
But that is so fantastic. I love it. Oh my gosh. Albert, can you imagine if we were even nominated for one of those awards?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a dream come true?
Yeah,
I don't know how you can stand it. Now we want to hashtag Star Soul Fame Awards. And so Briefly tell us, Naya, what is Star Soul Fame Awards, and how can people find out about it?
Okay, Star Soul Fame Awards is a award platform that comes from the R&B Soul Effect TV playlist, which is a platform also where fans vote in for if they like the song, they'll vote into the president and CEO, which his name is Rashad Ali. They could be found on Instagram at R&B Soul Effect TV, and the same as for Facebook. And they just all, you know, it's hard when you're not signed to a major label and things like that. And, it's your money might be a little bit tight. So they just give you an honest chance to be heard by, I think he's got, I don't know, thousands, 100,000s of listeners from across here and overseas as well. So one day, I think it was like 4 years ago, I was sending out songs, because you don't know who's going to catch it or like what you got, just like I said. So he hit me back on the email. He said, "Yo, I like the song," and he's gonna put it in his email list and blast it out to all the people that you know, are with his company. So, and that's where it started. And I think it's a great platform, and it's been growing. He's been getting a lot of recognition for what he does for the independent artists. So definitely, guys, hit him up. He's a really good dude.
Is the website StarSoulFameAwards.com, or do you know what the website is? Or
at this point, I believe it is on just the Facebook, Twitter, and it's okay. On Instagram.
Okay, so everybody just Google it, Star Soul Fame Awards. You'll find it, mm-hmm. I'm sure. Now, I am going to be interviewing your wonderful husband, Eugene Napoleon, on July.
Yes.
Excited. Now, Naya's husband is Eugene Napoleon, and he's the CEO of Nap Vision Entertainment. I believe he's a documentary filmmaker. I think so. He made a film about...
He has a documentary out. Yes.
And he is an ex-professional football player. And he seems like the sweetest guy. I swear to God, he just seems so nice. Now, we are so excited about this interview, too. I know absolutely nothing about sports, so it is thrilling to be doing research on his profession. So he's really... the Casbah too, and I hear that Eugene has a new effort line. So, are you involved in that? And are you guys doing it together? Is it relating in any way to music, or what is that? Something
that is separate? All him. Believe it or not, it's insane because I think it happened within 3 days. Right? He has a podcast called Napoleon's Corner. And I think one day he was speaking of just having, you know, he does these little clips for maybe about 15, 20 minutes. And I guess his topic one day was effort. What's the point of having, if you're not going to put the effort in, you won't be successful. Everything requires effort. Before I knew it, we have a deal with Spreadshirt.com. Before I knew it, I saw it on, I didn't even really know about it. He just said, I need to do the shirt. And it was hashtag effort. And before I knew it, and within 3 days, it was up and running. And, you know, I thought it was a great idea because, you know, that's all you really need to say is effort.
Well, I can't wait to find out about a shirt. I'm hoping he's going to send me one over. Three or four of them together, but that's all right. I'll have a specially designed one. Now, we are about to play your song. Now, we're going to play Waiting. Now, can you give us the backstory? For example, who wrote it? Who's the singer? Obviously, you're the singer, but who was the songwriter? And maybe we could give some props to the people who are playing on the song. And the most important thing that people want to know is what's the meaning of the song to you? What's the song about?
Right.
Backstory.
Well, waiting is really actually a very different vibe from anything I've ever done, which is a good thing. It was produced by Kenny Black, the music machine. It was released in March, and it was the undertone. I wrote the song. I wrote the song, and it was the undertone was just like, you know, after being through everything we were going through last year, I felt like we were all waiting for something. Whether it be that one special love of your life, or if we're waiting for a spiritual awakening. But at that point, it was almost like, you know, being in a double dutch rope, and you're waiting for that moment to happen. And I think everybody was at that point. And I felt like we needed some type of uplifting as well, just to know that you can wait for something that's good for you. And that's how I felt. Whatever it is, it's a matter of interpretation of how you listen to the song. You'll understand, like, okay, this is what I'm waiting for, and I'm not going to stop until I get exactly what it is that is good for me.
Well, I don't know about you, honey, but I was waiting for toilet paper. I was
whatever it is. Listen, I don't know. You couldn't even find none.
I was waiting for some damn toilet paper.
Oh my gosh, Lord, what's happening with that?
Toilet paper. I was at the point where I was waiting, and I don't know you. You don't
Jesus.
Even know
yes.
what I went through.
It was
toilet
crazy.
Paper
it was,
and
it,
hand sanitizer.
It was crazy.
It was.
It didn't make any sense to me, and then all of a sudden, it's available. It's just available now.
Yeah, so now I've begun to stockpile. My husband said, what is wrong with you? Why do you have 24 rolls of toilet paper?
Listen, they won't go to waste. Just put it that way. That's what you tell them.
That's
it won't go to waste.
I am never. I started getting Oodle and Noodles by the case. I'm in paranoid. I'm in paranoia mode. I can die on.
Yeah, it's hard.
So that's what
it's
I was
hard.
Waiting for. But let's hear about something that you were waiting for. So we are. I'm so excited to hear that you were the songwriter and the singer. I love that when the songwriters. Now, who are the people playing the instruments?
That's all Kenny.
He did all the instruments.
Absolutely. He's very talented. Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Well,
absolutely.
God. All right. Well, let's hear this song, everybody. We are going to hear the song "Waiting" by Naya. Get that tissue out because she has the ability to touch your soul, and it's going to go deep, people, really deep. So, without further ado, let's listen to Naya, and this is "Waiting."
It's all right to wait. I used to feel so insecure, but then you came along and showed me love. It's the kind of love that fills you deep, helps me understand why you are here with me. Unconditional spiritual kind of peace. That is what you give to me. Unconditional spiritual kind of peace. That is what you give to me. So
the day of the interview so I can really feel honest reactions to the song. And I think for me, the main message, you know, songs mean different things to different people. The main message for me is about love and loyalty. That's why I was just so moved by it, because my husband and I, we are like soulmates, and I'm sure Gene are. Yes. And gosh, we love each other so much. It's just you can't be together that long. Like, you've been together, what, 28 years? We've been together 25. You can't be with a person that long and not love the hell out of them, right? No matter
what. I love it.
Bickering, it. You know. But you have such a velvety, smooth, silky like voice. I feel like once people start listening to you, it almost has like a mesmerizing effect. You just can't turn it off. And I was, I think I told you earlier that I was listening to you songs on your YouTube channel today, and I gotta tell you, there was one song that literally made me cry. Albert comes walking, he's like, "What's wrong? What's the matter? Do you have a mic?"
Oh my God.
Like, no, I'm listening to Naya and Kenny doing, wait a minute. Wait, I'm going to test you. I'm going to let you guess which one it is. Here are the clues. It's a title. It's a one word title that starts with an M as in Mary. It's a duet. And he was the recent producer. What's the song?
Let me see. Menda?
Menda! Yes!
One of my favorites. Yeah.
Oh, that was everything to me today. And Albert's like, "Oh, we got to buy that. Is it on iTunes?" So I asked you earlier, and yes, it is on iTunes under Men.
Yes,
got to go and watch it on YouTube, because you want to see the performance and you want to see like the general camaraderie between the two of you. You two, it seemed, I don't know the backstory because I don't know you. I don't know what you and Kenny are to each other, but it seemed like you two were really friends, and you work well together, and you gel well musically, and it came across in that song. It was like you were singing, but yet it was like you were talking to each other. You know what I mean?
Wow, yeah, that's cool.
It was really, really awesome. So I want you people, you better give Naya that $1.29. I'm telling you now, you better get your asses over to iTunes and give that girl $1.29. That song's worth $1,000,099. Come on. I don't even know. But you know, iTunes sucks half of the money out of their pocket. I don't even know what you get after. You know, they charge $1.29. You're like, you know, "Oh, great, that's not too much for a song." Because I remember being little in the 80s and we'd go to the record store. And they were 99 cents. So we're like 29%. It's okay. But I talked to many, many artists who are on the show, and they're like, "Oh my God, Priscilla, by the time, you know, we get our cut, I think we get a penny." And I'm like, "No, get out of here. You're exaggerating." You know, I think they get 50 cents or something. So let's talk about, you know, I mean, you've been in this business for a very long time. And I was wondering if we could get some career advice from you for some of our young people who are aspiring songwriters. So I wanted to ask you, having a digital social media footprint is absolutely vital these days in promoting and maintaining and advancing your career. Basically, Naya, in any field, but specifically you giving advice to aspiring musicians, singers, songwriters, how should they target their audience and promote themselves on social media? Because I'm telling you, I talk to so many singers, songwriters, and artists, and they just want to focus on their craft. They don't want to deal with the business and the social media, but you have to.
You absolutely have to. Coming from the late 90s and, you know, dealing with digital distribution is so different now. So the social media is it's a work in progress for even myself. You know, you have to be on the Spotify. You have to create your own playlist. You have to take time and email it out to people that you've never heard of, and you might not ever hear from them, and you might get a couple of hits from it. You have to follow through on anybody that communicates with you. If you don't follow through, then it's like it's mute. It's dead in the water. So it's a lot of work. We don't have the power as independent artists to have hired somebody like major record company would to actually take care of your social media for you. So, you know, you have your regular job that you work from 9 to 5, but then you have to come home and you really have to work your Instagram, and you have to work, you know, putting together some clips of what you're doing next and sending it out to people that you don't know. It's almost like fishing. You have to, you know, throw your reel out there and see what you can catch. And it is tedious, but it's the only way to do it now. There's no other way to do it. There's no magazine that's going to, you know, even every that is digital. So people only look at social media. You have to get your songs and make sure that they're digitally distributed. So people can actually purchase it like on iTunes and you know, all those platforms that are available. So I personally am still a work in progress when it comes to social media, but I know my husband does a lot for me as well. He's really good at advertising and promoting and just keeping, I hate the word relevant, because I think we're all relevant, but you know, that's just what people say. He keeps me very relevant. He keeps people, they know, you know, like what I'm doing all the time. So if I slack up, he takes up the slack for me. So it's hard to do by yourself. I can't lie, because we still have our lives.
You had said that you wanted to tell us about the pros and cons of being an independent artist and wanted to speak of how people stay, again, you said relevant in such a fast-moving business. And again, I apologize if you talked about that and we didn't hear it, but could you just briefly tell us?
Okay, so I come from both ends of the spectrum. When my first album came out, Embrace, we were a major independent company. So money was never really an issue, and we moved as though we were major artists. So right now, the rewards of doing everything yourself are great, and you feel really accomplished knowing that, yeah, I did this, and this, and I was successful in doing it, because success is all about completing a task. So if you said, I'm going to put a single out, and you put it out, and then you put it on Spotify and all the other platforms, then that's the best thing. The only downfall to being an independent artist is the grind is really serious. And if you are stressed for money, it's not that easy, because you have to pay for everything yourself, the videos, your makeup artist, your hairstylist. You don't have that bag that the record company will give you to you know, get you all those things that you need to be the artist, you know, that they want you to be. But keep in mind, though, even if you were signed to a major label, you have a tab. It's like a bar tab. You know, whatever they spend on you, you have to pay that back at some point. So it really is a good thing to be independent. You just have to be a little bit more patient and more precise in your marketing and how you spend your money and things like that. But I promise you, once you complete it, like, you know, just to finish up an album as an independent artist and have it go global, I mean, that's an amazing feeling. You did it all yourself. Yes, you're not going to be like, oh my God, you know, like a Beyonce at that point, because you just don't have that kind of money flow behind you. But I think personally, especially some of the young artists, if you can become independent and you get a following, I think the major artists at major companies will then come to you. Because you've made their job easier. They don't have much to do. You know, they can just come in, scoop you up.
Yeah, but then that's what they want. And just to throw this in, Naya, which you already know, but just for the audience, let me tell you something. You need to build your social media following, because I have many friends who are A&R reps, and they say, Priscilla, let me tell you, musicians are a dime a dozen. Here's what we're looking at now. Everybody can have the same amount of talent. You know who we're going to pick? We're going to pick the person who has a huge social media following. Because those are the people that are going to be able to promote, and they're the ones that are going to buy the records, and that's going to put money in our pocket.
It's the truth.
So you have to work on social media.
You're absolutely right. There's absolutely no question about it.
That's the
it is what it is, and you know, there's no way around it. Yeah. I do know to say this, that when you are signed to a major label, you are no longer an independent thinker. How about that?
Yeah.
You have to, if they see, if you want to go in the direction of a certain artistry and they don't think that that's for you, guess what? You don't really have a choice. You have to dress how they say, maybe even write. Yeah, I want you to write that a little differently. Yeah, it's dope. That's a dope lyric, but I want you to put it this way. They sometimes assign you a production company. You won't be able to have somebody like I want with me, like a Kenny Black. They have their own production team. So your career pretty much is in their hands. That's and if you do anything to tick them off, guess what? It's called the shelf.
Right. And so there is no excuse for anyone with today's music software, GarageBand, Band of the Box. Right. You have so much editing. You can build your own studio. And I don't even want to hear that, oh, you need to be with a record label, because how many people have become internet sensations? Justin Bieber was discovered on YouTube. How many stars were discovered on YouTube? So just sing. Put it on YouTube. If you got the talent, they'll find you. Real quick, is streaming helping or hurting the music industry in your opinion?
I think personally it's the only way right now. There is no physical. There's no physical. I had people like, what do you mean a CD? What are you talking about? what do you mean? Some of the older folks, they're like, can you send me a CD? I said, I don't have that.
I don't have any of that. A poster. A poster. Oh my God. Well, I just got a thing. Can you believe it? Girl, we got 5 minutes and I want to get something and I want to play that music. I know. I told you it goes fast.
We're having such a ball.
You got to come back on the show because I know that I heard that you have, what is it? There is, I was reading that new music alert from Naya Nation, your new single, Chillin' With My Baby, produced by your cousin, Lexi Artist, and founding member of PM Dawn Eternal DJ Minute Mix, coming up soon. So we got to have you back on once that comes out. Is that out already?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly right.
It's not out? Okay, good.
Not yet. We're going to get in the studio and get it done.
Oh, good. So then will you come back and we can promote that and we can continue talking? You'll give us the scoop? Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so we are closing this show out with your next song, which I'm going to let you take full control over. It is called We Are Strong by Niall. Give us the backstory, and then we're going to play it out. But before we do, say goodbye to all your fans.
Guys, thank you so much for having me. I love you all. Stay strong, stay safe, and enjoy life to the fullest. That's how I want to live. You know what I mean?
That's right. You are strong. Yes. We are strong. Tell us what that backstory for that song is.
Well, it was written during COVID last year, released in June. It stems from COVID, economic issues, and also social injustices. I wrote it because when I saw all the things that were happening on TV, because at that time we were all sitting down. That's all we had right then. We just had the news and we saw Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd. And I just said, you know, anybody who's a family member that has to deal with anything like that has to be strong, because you still have to get up in the morning. You still have to, you know, go to work. You still have to do things after losing your loved one, your child, your son. I have two sons of my own, and I don't want to ever feel that. I don't want to ever feel that kind of pain. And on top of that, you have COVID. And on top of that, you have people who are losing their jobs. So I just thought that we needed at that time something inspirational to let people know that, you know, we've been through, life is about a circle, and we've been through something like this before. We've come up from it. It's going to take us some time, but we're going to be okay. And we're going to get back to what we need to get back to. But we also have to learn how to treat each other and be nice and respectful to each other and, you know, and live together.
Absolutely. We're all human. We all have blood organs. What's the big deal? Get on with it. Find something else better to do. Like, you know, improve yourself. Self-improvement. Don't worry about anybody else. Worry about your own shit. right?
Right.
We are going to hear, go to her website, Naya-Napoleon.com, and we're taking you out with We Are Strong by Naya. Thank you, my darling, for coming
Thank
on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I adore you, sweetie, and you let Thank me know you. If you're ready to come back, okay?
Oh, I will. I'm going to hit you up. Thanks so much, Priscilla.
Okay,
I appreciate you.
Sweetie. This is We Are Strong by Naya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the remix. This is the remix. Music Machine. Naya.
We are strong.
Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.